This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Wednesday, June 3rd, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. On Thursday, May 28, Pastor Dinesh Kumar was brutally beaten by radical Hindu nationalists in the Mau district in India. Pastor Kumar was returning from a prayer meeting on his motorcycle when they attacked him with sticks and hit him on the head. He received 16 stitches and remains unconscious in the hospital. Mamta, Pastor Kumar's wife, told International Christian Concern, quote, "I was screaming out loud when I saw my husband. My mind went blank and I had no words. I remembered he used to tell me, I am in the ministry and committed to taking the gospel to the people. I know the cost and sometime it may be my life." End quote. Matthew 5, verses 11 and 12 says, "Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you." In an address at City Hall in Philadelphia, former Vice President Joe Biden said the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis, Minnesota, was a, quote, "wake-up call for our nation, for all of us," end quote. Floyd, a black man, died after a white officer, Derek Chauvin, pinned a knee on his neck for more than 8 minutes, reports CBS News. Mr. Floyd was unarmed and cooperative. The officer has since been arrested and charged with murder.
The country is crying out for leadership. Leadership that can unite us. Leadership that brings us together. Leadership that can recognize pain and deep grief of communities that have had a knee on their neck for a long time. There's no place for violence, no place for looting or destroying property or burning churches or destroying businesses, many of them built by the very people of color who were the first time in their lives were beginning to realize their dreams and build wealth for their families. Nor is it acceptable for our police, sworn to protect and serve all people, to escalate tension, resort to excessive violence.
Establishments all across Minneapolis, both locally owned and corporate chains, have been completely destroyed in the wake of violent uprisings following the death of George Floyd, reports FaithWire. The Target in Minneapolis is completely demolished. The local Cub Foods supermarket, as well as an AutoZone, went up in flames. Dollar Tree, a nearby liquor store, and a tobacco shop have all been looted. One locally owned pharmacy was ransacked, every drug ripped off the shelves. The owner, a black man named Elias Uso, was shocked.
"It's a sad thing. I've never thought this would happen. My wife and I opened this pharmacy from scratch."
The pharmacist is doing all he can to get the prescriptions for his customers transferred to other pharmacies because his store and everything in it is gone.
"I mean, can you imagine going without your insulin?"
In a powerful speech delivered during a prayer vigil Monday, George Floyd's younger brother Terrence called on protesters to demonstrate peacefully, rebuking the riots that have broken out across the country, reports FaithWire.com.
"I understand y'all upset. I doubt y'all half as upset as I am. If I'm not over here blowing up stuff, if I'm not over here messing up my community, then what are y'all doing? What are y'all doing? Because that's not going to bring my brother back at all. It may feel good for the moment, just like when you drink. But when it come down, you're going to wonder what you did.
That's right.
My family is a peaceful family. My family is God-fearing."
Rather than continue to riot and destroy property and loot, Terrence Floyd recommended a different approach to make their voices heard.
"In every case of police brutality, the same thing has been happening. Y'all protest, y'all destroy stuff. Let's do this another way. Let's stop thinking that our voice don't matter.
That's right.
And vote. Not just vote for the president, vote for everybody. Educate yourself. Don't wait for somebody else to tell you who's who. Educate yourself and know who you're voting for."
In light of the race riots, looting, and vandalism, evangelist Franklin Graham called Christians to pray on Facebook. He wrote, quote, "As Christians, the greatest weapon and the most powerful defense we have is prayer. Our country needs prayer in a critical way. We need to pray for peace because the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God." James 1:20. "Pray for perspective, because the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, open to reason, full of mercy and good fruits, impartial and sincere. James 3:17. Pray for patience because of God's kindness and forbearance and patience towards all. Romans 2:4. And pray for an outpouring of His wisdom and direction for our leaders and officials who are dealing with this crisis. Ask God to change hearts and heal this divide in our nation. What started out as a small protest in Flint Township, Michigan, about the death of George Floyd grew to a large one, reports the local NBC affiliate. When protesters arrived at the police station, they were met by police in riot gear. But Genesee County Sheriff Chris Swanson, no relation to Kevin Swanson, talked with the protesters and ended up joining them in the march. Listen to his remarkable statement.
We want to be with y'all for real. So I took my helmet off and laid the batons down. Yeah. I want to make this a parade, not a protest. Come on. You got little ones here. You got dogs. So listen, I'm just telling you, these cops love you. That cop over there hugs people. So you tell us what you need to do.
Swanson marched with protesters, talking to them about the George Floyd situation and how law enforcement and the community can better work together. I've invited email feedback about our Christian newscast. However, the Stevenson family in Northern Ireland was quite creative. Barry and Amy have 7 children, including Hope, Faith, Israel, Patience, Honor, Elijah, and Micah. Their 8-year-old son, Israel, momentarily changed his last name to mine and stepped into my shoes as the news announcer. Plus, somebody, perhaps his mother, sang our news theme. If you normally read this transcript, I must implore you to listen today.
It's Tuesday, June 2nd, AD 2020. This is the World View in 5 Minutes. Written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Israel McManus. Due to the retirement of theworldview.com's Adam McManus, Israel McManus has taken up the post. Some may wonder whether Israel is old enough at age 8 to take on a job of this stature. But Israel has said, quote, "Where the Lord leads, I will follow," unquote. They have reported that they find the World View in 5 minutes helpful when they listen most days after their evening meal. Amy Stevenson has said, quote, "The World View in 5 minutes has provided our family with factual news stories from around the world with biblical perspective. These are stories that you wouldn't normally hear in typical broadcasts. It has given our family the opportunity to discuss some of these moral issues and see what we think about them according to God's word, and for that we are very thankful," unquote. And that's the World View in 5 minutes. I'm Israel McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.
Well, when I officially retire, it looks as though we already have our next news announcer. Thanks, Israel. During the month of June, we're raising $60,000 to keep the World View in 5 minutes on the air. As of Tuesday morning, $900 had been given toward our $15,000 goal by this Friday, June 5th. Thanks to Kelly in Elgin, Illinois, who gave $25, as well as Angela in Richmond Hill, Ontario, Canada, and Martin in Greenville, South Carolina, both of whom gave $50. We appreciate Ryan in Greenville, South Carolina, who pledged $5 a month for 12 months for a gift of $60, as well as Larry in Scarborough, Ontario, Canada, William in Thibodaux, Louisiana, Michael in Holdridge, Nebraska, David in Maryville, Tennessee, and George in Leesburg, Virginia, each of whom gave $100. Praise God for Frank in Fontana, California, who pledged $15 per month for 12 months for a gift of $180. Elaine in San Antonio, Texas, who pledged $25 a month for 12 months for a gift of $300. Brody in Schriever, Louisiana, who gave $300, and an anonymous donor from Louisiana who gave $600. Those 13 new donors gave a total of $2,065. Ready for the grand total? Drum roll, please. Our new total is $2,965 toward our $15,000 goal by this Friday, June 5th. I still need to find 20 listeners to pledge $25 per month for 12 months or give a one-time gift of $300 and another 10 listeners to pledge $50 per month for 12 months or give a one-time gift of $600. Please go to theworldview.com, click on Give on the top right, and select the correct dollar amount. Don't forget to click on the box to make it a recurring donation if that's your wish. Will you help? And that's The World View in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, June 3rd in the year of our Lord, 2020. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.